When the country goes to war, history shows that West Virginians go fight it. The small state had the nation's highest rate of participation during the Korean War and the highest rate of casualties in Vietnam. And now, almost 1,000 West Virginians are among the National Guard and Army Reservists activated in anticipation of war with Iraq. That patriotism is a point of pride for many in the state, but it also leaves law enforcement, fire, and rescue departments in a bind as their workers leave one form of service for another. Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Radio reports.
The men and women of the Army Reserve's 459th Engineering Company answered the nation's call to duty on a snowy Saturday in West Virginia.
I'm Terrence John!
Ready to go!
They've taken their leaves from work, said goodbye to friends and family. One married his sweetheart the night before departure. Now the 183 soldiers fall in around the flagpole at the company's headquarters near Clarksburg in Harrison County. They sign their names to yellow ribbons that flutter from the flagpole. Captain Tim Vanderborn tells them it's a reminder the company leaves behind for friends and family.
All of the soldiers' names are on the flagpole. Like I said, none of the ribbons will come down until we actually redeploy back home. Thank you.
Families won't be the only ones waiting anxiously for those ribbons to come down. Co-workers in police departments, firehouses, and emergency rescue units will count the days until the reservists return. When the 459th shipped out, Harrison County lost a firefighter, a state trooper, and sheriff's officer. And that has supervisors at the sheriff's department shuffling schedules and assigning overtime to answer calls, ranging from murder investigations and car wrecks to the occasional livestock on the highway.
31 headquarters, we'll be on scene, one cow in the middle of Route 50 west.
Chief Deputy Albert Morano says the latest reservist call-up left him without a supervisor for highway safety and courthouse security. Now Morano must assign already busy officers those extra duties.
If you lose just one, it creates a burden on their fellow officers that somebody has to pick up where they left off. You know, we're not that big of a department where we have multiple men in certain areas that if you lose one guy, it doesn't hurt you. But when you lose a guy in a medium-sized department like we are, it tends to hurt a little bit.
The shortage is worse for West Virginia's state police. 58 state troopers and cadets are in the Guard or Reserve, including State Police Superintendent Howard Hill. Hill says budget shortfalls and recruiting competition from neighboring states already left him with 120 unfilled positions. More military call-ups could take another 10% of Hill's force.
It would be very critical to the state police. The status I'm in now, I'm not able to cover the state as it is, so losing 58 is just going to make the situation worse. And there's really not a solution to it other than trying to maximize what little manpower you've got left.
The smaller the squad, the bigger the bite when soldiers leave. Sergeant Rick Holly commands the Bridgeport Detachment of the State Police. He once had 10 troopers to patrol about 100 highway miles and help protect dozens of Harrison County's small rural communities. But one trooper took a higher-paying job in Pennsylvania last year, and last week, the Army Reserve took another.
With those two guys gone, that's 20% of our workforce here at this detachment that's gone. And the guys that are left, you just have to pick up the slack while the calls don't quit coming in.
Holly says the remaining troopers will each take an extra 4 to 6 calls a month. He keeps a close eye on his overtime budget and keeps his co-workers in his thoughts with a mix of pride and anxiety.
Well, I think the guys have a sense of duty to both the Army or Navy or Air Force, Marines, whatever they're in, and also to the state police. And you understand why they're going, and you understand also the concern that you have for the people that are left. And, you know, the officer safety, there might be one less guy working in the evenings, but yeah, you're sure you're proud of them. Go do your job and get back as quick as you can and get home safe.
It's a sentiment felt in police and emergency departments nationwide as some 56,000 Reserve and Guard members leave homes and jobs to serve their country. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Young in Clarksburg, West Virginia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.